Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Dublin TD Paul Murphy has called for SUV-free zones because a study revealed that you're 82% more likely to be killed if you're hit by one of these SUVs than hit with a regular car. And he called these statistics alarming. Now, please tell me, Paul Murphy, what's alarming about that statistic? Yes, if you're hit by a Mini, you're less likely to die than if you're hit by a Land Rover. Of course, it's a 2-ton vehicle. It doesn't take rocket science to work that one out. But here's what I was thinking, right? And I don't have the stats to hand. I looked it up and I couldn't really find it. They don't actually give you a breakdown of the types of cars that kill people, unfortunately, and pedestrians do die. Very few pedestrians die in Ireland. Very few, thankfully. Very few. We've about between 150 and 180 people die on the roads every year. The majority of those people are usually the people in the vehicles. Some are cyclists, some are pedestrians, but very few pedestrians. I couldn't find a statistic to show me what types of vehicles kill pedestrians or killed children, more so, because that's what the story is more about. Children. And I don't think there has been a case in this country in the last certain 2 or 3 years where a child has been hit by an SUV and killed. Now, I could be wrong, and if you know of one, please let me know. But the study also revealed that pedestrians and cyclists are 44% more likely to die if they're hit by an SUV or a smaller-sized vehicle rather than a traditional car that does weigh almost 2 tons. In the 2022 figures reveal that 2 out of 3 cars bought in Ireland were SUVs. So 66% of cars, roughly, in this country are SUVs that are being purchased. They are more fashionable, and the reason people buy them, we're actually 13% higher than the rest of Europe, is because they're safer. Here's the conundrum. It's like a paradox of some of our paradigm, isn't it? The conundrum is that this statistic that came out today, which was actually in the journal.ie, is worthless. Because the real statistic should be that you are safer in an SUV if you're the driver or a passenger. You are 50% less likely or more likely to survive a crash without serious injuries. Generally, SUVs are able to take the force of the collision more effectively than smaller cars due to them being larger and heavier, reducing the chance of injury for all occupants. It's unfortunate for the car you hit, but judging by the statistics, you're more likely to hit another SUV because 2 out of 3 cars bought are SUVs. As well as safety, they're practical. They can easily fit a family of 4 or 5, depending if they're a 7-seater. We used to call them people carriers. Now they're called MVPs, and SUVs. Sports utility vehicles, multi-purpose vehicles. And they're good for long journeys. Plenty of space for the luggage, if you drop down the back seats, if you have a 7-seater. And they're a decent car overall. But what do you think? Do you agree with Paul? Because you're 82% more likely to die if you're a kid and you're hit by one, or an adult or whatever, that there should be SUVs-free zones. Now, I'm assuming he means like at schools, shopping centres, places where you would have more pedestrians. What do you think? Should they be banned? Have you got, there was a lunatic going around for a while there, wasn't there? Slashing the tyres of SUV with these climate change people. Slashing the tyres of SUVs. And the climate people were going on saying, oh, SUVs are petrol and diesel guzzling big engine cars. Let's be clear about it, by the way. SUVs in Ireland don't have bigger engines than cars. Most of them are 1.5 petrol, hybrid petrols, or 2-litre diesels. So they're not bigger than any car. They're the same size engines. They're just bigger vehicles. They're actually a little bit slower because obviously the torque will be lower because they're bigger vehicles being carried by the same engine. Now, if you're in America, an SUV would be a 4 or 5-litre engine. But not in this country, not in Europe. They're smaller engines. They're only 1.5 engines, 2-litre engines at most, 2-litre diesels. Most of them nowadays, most SUVs are 1.6 petrol hybrids. So that whole climate thing and SUVs is a load of nonsense. But what do you think? Should they be banned from school zones or near shopping centres or where there's a lot of pedestrians? Or is this just something else for, I don't know, people before profit or climate people or whatever it is, what they want to give out about, to give out again? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. By the way, I do believe the statistic. 82%, but 82% of what? 4 people? 3 people? And by the way, that's 3 lives that we shouldn't have lost. But they could have been killed by a car. But 82% of three people is what? An extra person. Is it even an extra? No. You know what I mean? Anyway, but 50% of people are more likely to survive a crash within an SUV. That's lives saved, isn't it? So we got to look at both and balance them out. Let me go to Ray. Ray, oh, but if you want to text us or WhatsApp, you want to come on and talk about SUVs and cars, you can. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Ray, hi, how are you?
Not so bad, not even yourself.
Good. Ray, you don't have it. Do you have an SUV by any stretch of the imagination?
No, but I used to.
Yeah, so did I. When my kids were younger, I used to always get bigger cars, you know, Santa Fe's and all those kind of cars.
I had the Mitsubishi Pajeros.
I had a Pajero once, yeah, many years ago. Yeah. The funny story, my Pajero, the injectors were gone on it. It was a Jap import. This is going back about 25 years ago. And the smoke that used to come out of the back of it was unreal. It was unreal. I used to leave a trail behind me.
Genius.
Should we get rid of SUVs in these kind of zones? Should they be banned?
Well, no. You pay for the road tax. You pay for your insurance. Why ban a certain make and model of car around schools? I mean, like, you could be going down the road in your, what was it, the FTO that you had, or the...
Oh, you remember.
I do indeed.
I had both. I had an FTO and a GTO. Go on, yeah.
There you go. You see, there you go. You could be travelling down the road at 30 miles an hour, 30 kilometres an hour, and some kid might run out from behind the car, straight into front of you. All depends. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you now, if I had to knock down a child in the GTO, I'd be more likely to kill him in the GTO because the front was so low on it, the child would have gone over the top of the car, than I would probably in an SUV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or fold the child in half and the child goes under the car.
Yeah.
So, there's drivers out there that I wouldn't leave and park a car inside an empty Tesco car park. Mm. Who can't reverse, and the minute you look at reversing, geez, they have a little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah,
it's all down to the driver competency of the driver. If you're going to be a careful driver, obey the speed limits. Be aware of your surroundings. Your parked cars on both sides coming up to a school, obviously, but you're going to get some genius of a parent that's going to come out from the back end of a car with their child in hand. And straight out in front of somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's not down to the make and model of the car. It's down to the driver.
Okay,
and,
let me do the talk show host thing and just give you the alternate argument. The alternate argument is, of course, these vehicles are unnecessary because you could buy a car and fit your kids into it. And these vehicles are 2 tons rather than being 1 ton like a car. And obviously a heavier vehicle does more damage to the road and does more damage to the kid or the pedestrian if you hit them.
Yeah, and my answer to that would be, what about banning trucks going past schools?
Well, they do, don't they? They do have zones around schools and pedestrian areas where trucks are not allowed to go. I think, don't they?
All right. You got your big delivery vans, the Sprinter, the Luton bodies. Mm-hmm. Are they allowed? Are they banned from going around schools?
Probably not. No.
There you go. So I mean, like the front of a Sprinter, for example, is higher up than an SUV or an MPV or whatever you want to call it. So does that mean so that all vehicles with a bonnet that's higher than 2 feet, 3 feet, is banned from going around schools?
Do you like SUVs, Ray, yourself? Do you think?
I do. I love them. And the main reason why I bought my first Pajero was I was driving a Luton body and I was turning right into a junction. And some gobshite of a tourist was heading back to Shannon and straight into the driver's door on top of me. Right. And only for that, I think he was doing between 75 and 80, going through, say, 50 mile an hour zone at the time.
Wow.
And only for the fact that I was higher up,
you'd be talking to you now. Yeah, you'd have been killed.
Absolutely. I was totally T-boned. You know, spit and roast on a barbecue, there you go. Happy days.
Well, the research shows, and I think that research came from America, that you're 50% more likely to survive a crash in an SUV. Obviously because, A, you're higher up and they're generally sturdier vehicles.
Yeah, but if you look at let's take the Ford Ranger, for example. If you look at the Ford Ranger, which would be in America, that would be the Ford F-150, I believe.
Oh, yeah, the cabin crew one. Yeah.
If you look at the size of the ones in America compared to the ones in Europe.
Oh, yeah, much bigger.
Jesus. I mean, like, you nearly want an Arctic license to drive the American ones.
Mm. Yeah, but I was renting out a car there in America going back 2 years ago, and I got it was like an Audi Q3, I think, or Q4, I can't remember. But it had a 4-liter engine, whereas the Q3 or Q4 only has a 2-liter engine over here. So, I mean, they're much different, and it was also much bigger in the front as well. They're completely different design. Although they're meant to be the same car, but they're completely different design. American cars, they don't care about the fuel consumption in America because obviously petrol's a lot cheaper. So they just don't seem to care. And it's probably going to get cheaper if Donald Trump does what he says he's doing. It's going to drill, baby, drill.
If you look at the size of the vehicles in the US and look at the size of the people driving them.
This is another thing, yes. You're not going to get the average American into a Mini, are you? Or a Ford Focus.
They're actually a walking advertisement saying that SlimFast doesn't work, you know?
Yes. Look, I mean, there's no doubt that SUVs are more comfortable, generally, vehicles, because you have a lot more space in
them. Absolutely.
And that's why they've become so popular.
Going back to it, that was the main reason why I bought my first Mitsubishi Pajero, because I felt safer after that accident, being up high, and, well, apart from the state of the road as well, you know.
The downside to your argument now, Ray, that might have been the case 20 years ago, and I had one too at the time, the downside to your argument now is that 2 out of 3 cars going onto the road now are SUVs. So if that guy ran into you now and he was driving an SUV, he'd equally do as much damage to you now with his SUV into your SUV.
True. Yeah, but like that no, I'm after coming down to a Volkswagen Caddy, no.
Okay. Oh, gosh. That was a bit of a drop down, wasn't it? Okay.
Ah, yeah, but still.
Yeah.
You know, they were both 2 litres.
Yeah, well, okay. Ray, stay there for a second because I've got to take a short break. God, time is running away today. Sharon, I'm going to come to you straight after the break, I promise. Stay there, Ray. And Joanna, I'll be with you as well. The question I'm asking is, do you agree with Paul Murphy from People Before Profits, TE, who believes because of the research that's out today, although this research has been around a while, by the way, 82% more likely to be killed if you're hit by an SUV. They were talking about kids in particular as well, around schools and stuff like that. Do you think that we should have SUV-free zones, you know, where we have pedestrian areas like schools and shopping centres where there'll be a lot of people? Should we have SUV-free zones? It's hard to say that, isn't it? 087-188-000. Somebody texted in and said, Niall, what is an SUV? Well, nowadays, years ago we had MPVs, or we used to call them people carriers, but they've kind of blended them all into SUVs now. To give you an example, you've got a Qashqai, Volkswagen Tiguan, Audi Q3 to Q8, Ford Explorer, Skoda Kodiaq, Land Rover, RAV4. They're all SUVs. And they're also, some of them, like the likes of the Skoda, you can get 7-seaters, which are MVPs as well. They're kind of, so they're the people carriers too. And they are much more comfortable if you have a family with, say, 3 kids, you know, because it keeps them a little bit apart. They're not killing each other in the back of the car. Cars tend to be quite cramped because cars realistically are only for 4 people. They can squeeze 5 in, but it's a tight squeeze. The number is 087-188-0008. But should they be banned? Because they are 2-ton vehicles, most of them. Or over that, depending on which one they have. If you have an electric one, by the way, if you have an electric SUV, it's more likely to be 2.5 tons because of the weight of the battery as well. But Sharon, hi, how are you?
Oh. Hello.
Hello, Sharon, can you hear me?
Hi, Niall, sorry, yes, I can.
Okay, Sharon, should we ban SUVs, you know, around schools, shopping centres, or, you know, I suppose heavily pedestrianised areas?
Schools, I think I would like to see it. Number one, because anyway, most of those kids should be walking. I mean, well, I just see the parents
that's a good reason.
Going from A to B, and I think it's just ridiculous. All these SUVs just landing on the school, and it's flying everywhere, and so for that reason. But also, has it changed the playing field? Because I know my own daughter has just bought a car, and like I just think about. Her and our own is a car as well. I just think, you know, it has changed playing field, because if you get hit by one of those, like you said, the statistics are so much worse.
Mm-hmm. And if you're in a car and you're hit by an SUV, you're more likely to be in a bit of trouble. The person in the SUV is probably going to be fine.
That's what I mean. Mm. So it has kind of changed the playing field, but people are not going to go back now. So I suppose just have to think about getting an SUV yourself, which probably we will do next time. But when it comes to the schools, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to have them around schools.
And would you just ban all cars or just SUVs?
All cars.
Okay, well, I wouldn't disagree totally with that idea. Mind you, for some parents that could be a difficulty, but I understand the reason why you would say that. And there are some schools that have banned cars.
And the traffic is insane. Insane.
Yeah, I know.
School's time.
Yeah, I know. So I used to collect my kids from school at one stage, and it was mental. Oh, mental. You send a parking.
I made mine walk.
Yeah, no, I know. And you know what? I probably should have too. They weren't even that far from the bloody school. I should have probably made them walk too. But you know, nowadays we're helicopter parents, aren't we? But then you're agreeing that we should ban all cars, and I'm not. That's a separate argument. Maybe we should have that debate another time. But you know, SUVs in particular, you think are a bit more dangerous to have at schools?
Well, they're a lot bigger and heavier, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, they are. There's no doubt about that. And if your child gets hit by one, it's a lot more likely to do a bit of damage.
Yeah. And I have seen a bit of kind of dangerous driving around the schools. You know, just when I've been going for a walk, maybe, and I've been coming through there, I go, what are all these bloody things doing here, you know? And quite small streets as well. Well, for our national school is, you know, the streets are quite small.
Do you think it's a fashion trend of some description?
You took the words out of my mouth. It is a fashion trend because I know a few particular people who were, oh, well, I'm getting this SUV and she has that SUV, so I'm going to get a bigger one and a better one. Yeah, we're going nuts. It's the same with the house. Rip out your kitchen because it's not the right colour. It's insane. I mean, don't get me wrong, Niall. I love to keep my house nice, and every few years I upgrade things. But I see people ripping out pretty, you know,
good kitchens and putting in another kitchen. Yeah, just because they don't like
and
the colour.
And they're nearly all grey. Everyone, the whole world's obsessed with grey.
Yeah. I mean, let me go back to Ray. Do you think the SUVs, more so than practicality, have become just a fashion thing nowadays? Because normally when you see a white Land Rover Discovery, there's normally a woman with blonde hair and sunglasses in it.
And the phone stuck to the ear.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
Because, who I know. It was exactly that description.
She has blonde hair and sunglasses. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's normally the wife of somebody quite wealthy or something. That's a stereotype.
Not necessarily wealthy, no.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so they're living beyond their means is what you're telling me, Sharon. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray, I mean, it hasn't become a fashion thing, right, the SUVs?
A lot of them would be. I mean, like I say, they're the cost of running them, the Jeep is paid for, it's the petrol and diesel is on HP.
Well, they don't. I mean, looking at them recently myself, they don't cost anything more than a car to run. The fuel consumption is pretty much the same, about 55, 60 to the gallon or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And most of them nowadays are petrol hybrids. They're 1.6 petrol hybrids. So the engines are the same size as cars, roughly. They're not any bigger, generally speaking. Two-liter diesel.
Just the body that's bigger.
Yeah, it's just the body.
It's just the body of the car that's bigger.
Yeah.
You know, and as you say yourself, two ton or 2.5 ton if it's
electric
due to the size of the batteries and whatnot. So it'd probably be 3 ton if there was an American driving it. But yeah, I mean, all right, if you're going to ban SUVs around schools, ban all vehicles. But then again, can you close off a road? Can you close off a public road without notifying the other public members of the public
who live there?
Who need to pass the schools?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be. I think logistically, you're right. It would be difficult to ban all cars from all schools. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe put a parking zone in that you can't park within a certain distance of the school.
And that would make people walk to the school to get there.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. I mean, like you see parents there. They're living 200 yards away from the school.
And they drive.
And they're driving the smallies to school.
Yeah.
In all fairness, no wonder there is health problems with the youngsters nowadays.
I wouldn't disagree with you. No, sure. When I was a kid, nobody got a lift to school. Sure, we only had one car. Actually, we were one of the first people on the road to get a car. Most houses now have two cars in the garden, and we only had one car. My dad would take that to work, so we'd walk to school. When we were young, my mom'd walk with us to school, and that was it.
Yeah, actually, the only time we ever got a lift to school was when it was pissing out of the heavens.
You were lucky.
I haven't done anything.
Yeah. You were lucky. I'd still have to walk to school when it was pissing out of the heavens. You know?
Sometimes that, no,
you're younger than me, obviously, Ray.
You know what, no? I'm 59.
Oh, well, you're not that much younger than me. You're only 2 years younger than me. Okay, well, still...
We're the same vintage.
Yeah, and Sharon... No, Sharon is definitely younger.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely what?
Sharon's only a young one.
You're definitely younger than us.
She's only a young one.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Yeah, no, yeah, take it. Take it and hold on to it. Okay. stay there, both of you, for a second. Let me go to Joe. Joe, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, not too bad, Niall. Good evening. Bit of sad news to report here from Cork tonight. A man was found dead in the river.
Oh, no.
He was up by the River Lee there. They were out swimming. Actually, it might be on the news in a minute. They were looking for two bodies in the last hour and a half. There was a helicopter going on all over the city, and they found one fella. He was 35 years of age. But apparently they reckon that he might be had a lot of drink on him or something, and he might have just...
That's very sad. We don't want to suspect, you know, obviously decide what would have happened to them, but that's very sad that two people died.
Oh yeah, I understand that. Yeah, but that's the reports that are coming around from the media here in Cork tonight.
Okay, that's very sad.
Yeah. You know?
Very sad.
Yeah.
And condolences to the people who are belong to him, his families and all the rest of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will hear it on the news. Very sad.
Oh, yeah. It'll definitely be on the news, I'd say. It's all over social media at the moment anyway, so it'll probably be on the mainstream now in a minute, like, you know?
Yeah. It's mad the way it always ends up on social media first, and then it goes on to the news.
Yeah.
But of course, should we leave the Garda Síochána to do their job and investigate what happened
exactly,
anyway?
Exactly, yeah. Just that I'd say it to you, Niall, anyway, just in case you probably didn't hear about it.
No, like, I didn't, actually. It's the first I heard of it. That's very sad news. Okay, Joe, back to SUVs, you know, they are extremely popular now. Two out of every three cars being purchased now are SUVs. Why do you think people are buying them?
I think the reason is people in the last, I'd say the last 25 years, are living way beyond their means, really, when it comes to cars in this country. Everybody wants to be better than everybody else, you know, and I do agree that they should be banned in certain places, like schools now, for instance. Certain parts of the cities, towns, venues where they take up a lot of room. And if you ever notice, it's all the rich people that kind of drive these cars. Now you might
that would have been the case a few years. I don't know whether it's rich people nowadays, because most people buy cars on PCP and finance. So you don't have to be too wealthy to have a reasonably new car nowadays.
Yeah. Mm. But the problem is, it's kind of amazing though. A lot of these people who drive these cars. Now I'm not going to go down and judge anyone, but it's kind of ironic.
Oh, no, fire away. Say what you want. I don't drive one, so say what you want. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's okay. Oh, no, well, I wouldn't insult you, Niall. Don't worry.
I know you wouldn't. So say what you want. I don't have one.
No. But I know, seriously, be honest, a lot of these people that drive these cars, these are all the people that are going on about climate change and telling people to stop driving cars.
Oh, I know
cars.
What you mean. Yeah.
There's a lot of hypocrisy going on in this argument, because you see all these people going around. You just said it a while ago about people with sunglasses. It's always these tanned kind of people, you know, they kind of think they're after coming out of an extra from one of these American soap operas, like, you know. They kind of look cool, like, and they're going around driving in the open air cars. It reminds me a bit of Dallas there back in the 1980s, you know.
James, you're painting a very good picture in my head here of people who drive SUVs, by the way, can I just point out?
You know, there's a lot. Oh, there is, I see. And I tell you, you know what's becoming very popular now too is these new automatic cars now. They have these automatic doors where you don't open the door, the door opens itself. It's like Knight Rider kind of situation, like, you know.
Cars nowadays, everything is becoming automatic. You know, the steering is automatic.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Yeah, everything is automatic, yeah.
I reckon within another 4 or 5 years, I reckon we'll have drive cars going around driving themselves, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, that's on the way. That's on the way very shortly, yeah.
Like, there's talk, like, if you were to say that, if we remember years ago, we'd be always talking about cars going around with no drivers, and they think there was something wrong with you, like, you know, they were thinking that we're looking at too many Hollywood movies or something, but a lot of these things are coming to pass now, you know.
It's a reality. And by the way, can I say, some of the stuff they put in them now are great safety features. Like, to give an example, the new Tiguan, the Volkswagen Tiguan, right? Let's say you fall asleep at the wheel, or you have a heart attack, or you have a stroke.
I know, yeah, of course.
The car takes
over. A lot of that, as you know, like, you know.
Yeah, but if you're on a motorway, the car will take over. It'll make sure you stay between the lanes. Yeah. And what it'll do is it'll tap on the brakes to try and wake you up. And then it'll pull over onto the hard shoulder.
Yeah.
It'll try and wake you up by beeping the horn a few times automatically. And if you don't wake up and hold the steering wheel, it'll call emergency services.
We used to be all glued to Knight Rider there back in the day, you know, back in the '80s when it was in this pump, like, you know. And we always said to ourselves, how the hell didn't your man, David Hasselhoff, didn't end up getting killed? Like, they were, well, the guys who were involved in that show, they certainly knew what they were doing. Like, they were good stuntmen.
Do you remember the name of the car in Knight Rider, by the way?
Kit.
Kiss, that's right.
Kit, he was the guy, yeah. You know, and you know the actor who actually played him? I'll tell you the name. The actor who actually played him was William Daniels. He was an English actor.
Oh, and he did the voice. He did the voice of Kit, did he?
Yeah, William Daniels. He died there a number of years ago, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in a lot of other TV shows at the time as well, but he'll always be remembered as Kit, like, you know, because you think of him, that was him, William Daniels. Okay. I just said I'd throw that out to you, Niall, because...
I don't know, I get the picture you're painting there, I do get the picture. Okay, but get back to SUVs in particular, the statistics today say that you're 82% more likely to be killed if you're hit by one. Now, we could also argue that you're 50% more likely to survive an accident if you're in one. So it kind of balances out a bit. So, but do you think they should be banned then, you believe, from certain places?
Oh, I do know it, because I think there's no need for them, because with respect, and as the other caller said there a while ago, a lot of little Marys and Johnnies now could do a good lot of exercise, because I see it there myself. There's a school just down the road from where I'm living, and I tell you, there's a lot of chubbies around, and I tell you, they could do it. I'll tell you something.
They could do a bit of a walk. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, they'll probably end, like, by the time they get to 17 or 18, I'd say they'd be lucky if they'll have major heart problems.
Okay, well, so hang on there for a second, Joe. Let me go to Andrew as well. Andrew, hi, how are you doing?
How are things with you, Will?
Good, Andrew. Do you drive an SUV? No. Yes.
I do, on odd time. I have an old Volkswagen. It's a Touareg, you know.
I used to call them a Touareg.
No. Look at the spelling. T-O-U-A.
I know, yeah, but it was just easier to say Touareg. You know what I mean?
That's the short version of it, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, they're a lovely vehicle, right? They're the next one up to the Tiguan. The Tiguan, and then you have the Touareg after that as well.
The Touareg, yeah. Well, you see, here's the thing. I was actually surprised at how it drove, because it's a van, right?
Yeah.
And I said to my buddy, who's still involved in water trade, I used to be involved in it years ago, but I said to him, I said, that thing, I said, drives beautiful. And he said, of course it does. He says, it's a premium SUV.
Well, it is premium, yeah. I mean, that would be Volkswagen's, you know, top line car. I mean, I don't know, what year is the Touareg you're driving?
06.
Oh, well, then it's an old one, yeah. But I mean, the
it's
new
an old
one.
Yeah. It's bought and paid for.
Yeah, I think a new Touareg is about 90 grand, isn't it? 70, I don't know.
Keep going.
Is it more?
Keep going. I was actually a Volkswagen dealer picking up wiper blades or something for this.
Okay.
And 105 grand.
You're joking me.
I'm not joking. But here's the thing. You know the Golf R?
Yes.
It's a 100 grand car.
Wow.
A Volkswagen Golf is a 100 grand car, this particular version of it. You know what I'm saying?
And the SUVs, the second-hand ones, particularly petrols and diesels at the moment, not the electric ones, they hold their value very well.
They do. They do. I'm driving this thing about 5 years because I didn't want to buy a van, like a...
But if that's it, yeah, but here's the thing. What size engine's in that? 3 litre, is it, the old one?
2.5 litre.
Okay, and that's on the old tax system because it's pre-2008.
It's a van. So it's commercials have a different.
It's been converted into a van. All right, okay.
It's been a van from the time it was brand new. It was owned by some Volkswagen dealer in Dublin. They used to use it for hauling around parts. You know?
Right, okay. But if it was a car, you'd be paying nearly 1,500 quid tax.
1,500 euros, I'd say.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I pay 333, but don't tell the tax man.
Andrew, getting back to SUVs, should they be banned from, high pedestrian areas?
Well, as you can tell, I've a bit of an interest in cars, right? And I believe that everything has its uses somewhere, right? I bought this yoke because I didn't want to buy a van and drive around with a hammer in the back of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this thing kind of fulfills the needs that I have for them. An odd gearbox might go into the back of it, a couple of suspension parts. But, you know, it's never full, but it's been full once or twice.
Yeah.
But I think everything has its
place. Yeah, it's a practical vehicle for what you do, yeah. Of course.
There you have it. And I mean, like you were talking about getting hit earlier on. If I hit you with a hammer, and not that I dream of hitting anyone else with a hammer, but if I hit you with a hammer, it really doesn't matter the size of the hammer. You still just got hit by a hammer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're still going to get badly injured.
It doesn't matter whether it's a mini-sized hammer.
Yeah,
or,
but to be fair, now, but I do believe the statistics balance out. To be fair, if you're hit by a Land Rover or hit by a Mini at, say, 30 miles an hour, you have more chance of surviving being hit by a Mini than you have at the Land Rover. Let's be clear about that. Usually, if you're a kid particularly. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, the laws of physics, they take place. Yeah, the height of the vehicle.
Absolutely,
yeah. All that comes into it. Yeah,
yeah, particularly if you're run over by the thing and it's 2 tons. Well, but here's the counter statistic is, if you're in a crash and you're in a Land Rover or you're in a big vehicle, an SUV, you're more chance of surviving the accident. So that's the trade-off. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should all drive SUVs, so...
Well, 2 out of 3 car purchases in Ireland last year were SUVs.
I believe it, because here's the thing. Like I said, I do a little bit of driving here and there, and I feel like the king of the road inside it. I have a good vision. I can see on ahead. I can anticipate what's going to happen. And to be honest, you know, you talk about getting hit by something or not hit by something. Like, people don't kind of pay a whole pile of attention anymore on the road. Mm. They're waiting for the safety systems to kick in. They're waiting for the ding-dongs that tell you that you're coming up on someone with the parking sensors in the front, you know what I'm saying? The noises and all them kind of things.
Oh, yeah, but know what? You'd be lost without them nowadays, wouldn't you?
Well,
yeah, the computer in my car went a bit haywire there, okay?
Well, that's the worst, yeah.
Yeah, it went a bit haywire, so I have to leave it in just to get it reprogrammed, right? But yes. All it means is that my sat-nav doesn't work and my sensors don't work and my rear camera doesn't work. So, but I'm a good driver. I've been driving for 50 years. When I was driving cars first, of course, we didn't have rear cameras or sensors or anything like that.
Yeah, we didn't have seatbelts when I started.
No, but that's right. I remember we had no seatbelts. You had to buy a seatbelt if you wanted to put it on yourself.
You did, yeah.
You get the 2 screws to screw it in. But here's the thing. I was a great parker. Always could park a car. But now, because I'm so used to using the camera and the sensors, I'm terrified parking the car.
I believe it. And yeah. and these things were, we learned these things back in the day. And, you know, I've a daughter coming due to learning how to drive now and so on and so forth. And I can't find the school of motoring that has a manual car.
No.
Well,
that's because 85% of cars, 85% of cars now in Ireland are automatic. Whereas there was a time, but 100% of cars were manual.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Automatics are so much easier to drive. So much. I mean, there was a time, of course, the automatics had a bad reputation because the gearboxes used to go on them and they cost so much to run because they used up so much more petrol. But the new gearboxes, the Synchromesh gearboxes nowadays in automatic cars, they're brilliant. Yeah, they don't use any more petrol, really, than a manual car. So, realistically...
My old Jeep. Yeah. Right, it has nearly 400,000 kilometres on it, and everything is performing almost the way Volkswagen sent it out of the factory.
Where have
it's gotten reasonable care. Well, I'd say the previous owners took reasonable care of it, you know, and, you know, my thing is I'd rather everything be working and the car be turn the key and go, you know,
But there's no need to, back to your friend, there's no need to learn in a manual car anymore. So why would you bother learning to drive a manual car when 85%, I think it's 85% of the cars on the road now are automatic
because
anyway?
I've heard sports cars sitting up in the back of my shed and it's a stick shift.
That's what used to call them in America, stick shift. Andrew, hold on there for a second, Joe. Stay there. I need to come to Lisa, who works at a school and believes nothing works when it comes to trying to stop people from collecting their kids. The number is 087-188-0000, but the question we're asking is, should we ban SUVs from, you know, hyperdestined areas? Should we have SUV-free zones? Stay there for a second, Andrew. Dave, I'll be with you in a second. Let me go to Lisa, who works at a school. Lisa, hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Lisa, would it make a difference to ban, I don't know how you'd even do it, to ban SUVs from, you know, going to schools?
Look, you were talking earlier about having a certain amount of non-parking outside schools. All schools on each side have a 50-metre no parking.
Right.
They've got these lines, and not double yellow lines, they're basically zigzag lines, which is an absolute no-no for parking.
Yeah.
Now, the parents completely ignore it.
Yeah.
So, no matter what they're driving, because you're going into a school as a, like, you know, a staff member to try get around them when they're on both sides of the road, is very difficult to get in, but coming out is an absolute nightmare. Okay.
Mm.
So we had an incident there where we had one of the special need kids was in a rush and she didn't stop. And because it was an ordinary car, it wasn't an SUV, she ran out because the car was, thank God, coming slowly down the road and hit her.
Gone.
Because the cars were blocking each side.
So yeah, so there was no vision. Yeah, she couldn't see. Yeah.
No, there was no vision. Now our guys in work are very good at trying to get the parents to stop, but they've given up. You know, they cannot get the parents. Now the mornings are bad because they come, they drop them, and they go.
But yeah,
we finish at 3:45, and they're there from 3:30.
Get their spot. They're there early to get the spot.
Yeah, and they could be 200 meters down the road.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I remember when my own kids used to go to school, there was a housing estate across the road, and the people who lived in the housing estate, I'm sure they hated us all, because people used to park in the housing estate outside all the houses and everything else. It was terrible.
Look, I was going into school one day and Joan literally jammed on in front of me. No indication she was stopping. She just jammed on.
Yeah.
I beeped her. She got out of the car and went into the principal and reported me for beeping her.
Of course.
And you know what I mean?
When they're collecting the kids, it's like a hit and run. It's kind of like they pull in and the doors fling open.
That they have.
Yeah.
They have this entitlement that they can do. No, I drive an SUV, okay?
Okay.
And
what
I
do you,
drive
what
an
do you,
SUV
what,
because
what do you
I'm
drive?
Into sports and I have to have... I've got a Kia Sportage.
Okay.
But I have
nice
a lot
car.
Of sports equipment in the back of my car.
Yeah.
So I need a big car. And that's why I drive it. It's a diesel and it's economical. It's a fairly new one. But the thing is, I drive safely. I am not going to park where I'm putting kids in danger. These people are putting the kids in danger, and it could be their own kid they're putting in danger.
Mm.
Because the kid is walking out, they see their mother, they lose focus on what's around them, and they walk straight out in front of a car because the cars can't see them.
Mm.
They're literally blocked by both sides.
Why do you think so many people are buying SUVs now, by the way? 2 and 3 cars being purchased.
I'll be honest with you. I buy it because I'm a small person. I'm not tiny. I'm 5'4". But I can see
the
further
road. Yeah.
When I'm higher up. I used to drive a Peugeot, a 309 or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, small car.
And you can't see. When you're small, you can't see. So with that car, I actually feel safer.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the truth.
And you probably are. And you probably are safer in it.
Yeah, you know, and it holds all the equipment I need as well.
Yeah, sorry, Andrew.
Yeah, just to add something there to the mix. There's a friend of mine has an old Volvo XC90. No, it's 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah,
but he has 5 kids.
Right. Okay.
The car is a 7-seater.
Yeah.
So on the occasional morning, I mean, he lives out in the country, so the school is 5 or 10 miles from his home. Right?
Yeah.
And he'd load the kids up, and it's only one car dropping off. It's like, it's almost like a minibus, you know?
Yeah.
So,
no, definitely. But even having 3 kids is a lot more comfortable in an SUV than a car. Because most cars are really only designed for 4 people.
There. And, and you also have the situation there where if you look at the modern Volkswagen Polo and you compare it to the original Volkswagen Golf, new Polo or the modern Polo is a way bigger car, bigger and heavier and chunkier than the original Golf was in 1983 or 79 or whatever
yeah.
it was.
So they say they re-released the Capri, the Ford Capri, and the new Capri...
God, don't get me started on that, please.
Yeah. But the new Capri is nothing. You know when they re-release a car, you kind of... Remember they brought back out the Volkswagen Beetle and it kind of looked a bit like the old one, but just a modern version. But the new Capri looks nothing like the old Capri. It's actually an SUV.
With it, you know,
yeah.
And even the Mini up to a point, but then they put 4 doors in the Mini and made an estate version. And
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The new Capri is actually an SUV, it's not actually a car. But stay there for a second, Lisa and Andrew. Lisa makes a good point about the schools there, it is a complete and utter disaster. Dave,
oh,
hi,
I agree.
Yeah, Dave, hi, how are you?
That's the crack.
Now, I'm going to guess you drive an SUV, Dave, because you're a big lad.
I drive a, I don't have to be considered an SUV, it's a Citroen C4 Picasso, 7-seater.
Well, yeah, it's an MVB. They're all in the same category
people
now.
People carrier.
Yeah, but they don't call them people carriers anymore. You're old school.
Well, I do. It's a fair chick magnet of a car, though, to be fair.
It's a chick magnet.
How many other cars can you fit a double air mattress in the back of?
So, Dave, would you agree that, you know, when you look at the stats in relation to pedestrian accidents, there's no doubt that an SUV will do more damage, or even a people carrier. So, should you ban them from schools in high pedestrian areas for that reason?
But saying like getting hit by an SUV compared to, say, a micro will kill you quicker is like saying, well, if you shoot yourself in the face, you're more likely to die if you shoot somebody else. Like, it's duh.
Yeah.
No, the problem with SUVs is there are people who drive them who couldn't drive their finger up their hole. That's the issue. Like, I encounter them every single morning when I drop my young foot to crash, and only for the fact I have a 3-year-old in the back who I don't want to learn a new vocabulary, and just in case there's an accident, I don't want to be showing the guards my dash cam of me screaming obscenities. It's ridiculous. And it's probably going to piss off a lot of people, but it's a God's honest truth. It's mostly women. Is mostly women.
See this, Lisa. See where we're going, Lisa, with this, don't you?
No, I'm sure Lisa is a perfect driver, but there are. And like someone mentioned it earlier on, right? It very much is, particularly in rural Ireland, it's a status symbol. They're driving these cars. They have no business driving these cars. They're flying around with their big fancy Audrey Hepburn sunglasses on them. I see a few in their Land Rover
Evokes.
I swear to God, they genuinely are. They're walking stereotypes. It's like meeting a fella in a Shell tracksuit.
I agree with you. Go down to Malahide Village in Dublin, and all you'll see driving Land Rover Evokes are women with blonde hair and sunglasses. That's not a joke. And they're always white. Evokes.
Are you going to the rugby this weekend to drink a few high news? but honest to God, that is the God's honest truth. Like, when I'm driving into, say, Tip Town in the morning, I pass two primary schools and a secondary school on the same strip, right? I have right of way when I'm turning left. The amount of morning some dipshit in a SUV has nearly taken the front of my car clean out. Like, I'm delighted I actually have a dash cam now. But the amount of times, and even I've seen them fly past the lollipop man. They seem to think because they drive these big half tanks of cars that they have more of a right to be on the road with you. Like, I've seen people in them behaving like they're driving a Nissan Micra, like an old 1990s Nissan Micra, trying to squeeze down these gaps when other people are trying to pull out onto road and bottlenecking the whole thing. And then they're the ones sitting there going, whoa, what's everybody's problem? Because a lot of people who drive these cars, they don't... I've no solutions, by the way. I just came out to fucking bitch about them.
can I just say something there?
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa. Go on.
Yeah, I have a house in Spain and my car is a Picasso 7-seater, and it's just as big as my car in Ireland, and I drive an SUV in Ireland. So
look at you, Lisa, with your car in Spain and your house in Spain.
The size of the cars. I'm sorry, that's a bit rich.
Yeah, I'm going to get a job at a school. What did you say? You have a house and a Picasso in Spain as well?
Well, I used to live in Spain, so I
get a job as a teacher.
I used to live in Spain. I only came back to Ireland in 2016, so I kept my property over there.
Okay.
And obviously, I have a car because I get long holidays, so I couldn't afford to rent a car for like three months.
Yeah, because you're a poor school teacher, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not a teacher. I'm an S&A.
An S&A. Okay, sorry, S&A. Respect, S&A.
Yeah. So the thing is, that car that he's given out about, is given out about SUVs, it's the exact same size car. Because I drive one of them in Spain.
No, but I'm giving out about the people who drive these SUVs. Yeah. I'm saying there's people who drive them who should not be behind the wheel of them. Like, look,
that's all cars.
Yeah,
car. The amount of times that, like, when I'm driving out of school, that I nearly have near misses from idiots who, and this is no disrespect, okay, but foreign nationals are pretty bad drivers. And
some of them are, yeah, because they're not used to the roads. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Andrew, you're trying to say something there. You're trying to squeeze something in there. Go ahead, Andrew.
I was actually agreeing with Lisa there that it's more of the people driving the car. It's not really the SUV situation. Yeah, they're bigger on the road. But
yeah, but that's the point Dave is making. The point Dave is making is it's a certain type of person that drives a certain type of car.
Well, I'm not that certain type of person. I only put on sunglasses.
Yeah, Dave, he has a big car. He has a tow rag. I call them tow rags. Volkswagen tow rag.
Well, look, here's the thing as well. A lot of these cars, and particularly the new ones, right? they're a lot faster. Like, I noticed myself, since I drive a bigger car, it took me, you know, a bit of getting used to, because I didn't realize how fast I was driving, right? I live in a small village, and this is the God's honest truth on my mother's grave. I was walking up the street with my little fellow one day, and only for the fact that I had him on his leash, he made to make a run out as a road, and I pulled him back. As I pulled him back, this dickhead in a brand new BMW Jeep flew up the road. He was eating road going through the village. If he'd hit my young foot would have been pancaked into the road. If he'd have been hit by a normal sized car, there might have been some bit of hope. But a lot of these people driving these cars, and like, I know the guy who was driving it, and I pulled him up over it, and he was like, "Look, I'm sorry, I'm only after getting it. I didn't realize I was going as fast." A lot of these people don't realize that when you're driving these bigger cars, particularly the modern ones, you can be tipping it on a lot quicker than you were, say.
No, they're not any faster than a car. In fact, actually,
but when you're,
the torque on most of these SUVs is lower than a car.
No, but when they're driving them, they don't realize they're going that
because
quicker.
Because they're up so high. Yeah.
Okay. Because you're up so high. Because
you're kind of insulated as well, you see, you know, so.
Sorry, Andrew.
You know, when you're insulated, lower, they're better built, you know.
When you're lower to the ground, you have a bit more of an idea of the speed that you're doing, like.
And my bigger problem nowadays is that if your kid is hit by an electric car, you've equally as bad a chance, because if you're run over by an electric car, most electric cars now are 1.5 tons, 1.75 tons, because of the weight of the battery.
Keep going.
I was nearly hit by an electric car.
Yeah, sorry, you're right, Andrew. Maybe 2 tons, yeah. So anyway, listen, lads, ladies, Lisa with her holiday home in Spain and her Picasso and...
I'll leave her alone.
and our Sportage and all the rest of it. Lisa, thank you very much indeed for taking part. I appreciate
it.
Dave, with your whatever it is you have. What are you saying? Did you say you were driving again, Dave?
C4 Grand Picasso.
Oh, well, you're a Picasso as well. You and Lisa could get on well together with your Picassos. There you go.
It's an automatic too. Best fucking car I've ever owned.
Multi-purpose vehicle, by the way. MPV, that's what they're called.
The glorified go-kart is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew, thank you very much indeed as well.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.